Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Hey guys!
It's
happening! With Snooki and Joey.
Crack, homie.
You sound so good today. Are you in a studio?
No, we're just doing the regular phone because we're unprofessional.
Well, welcome to the show. If you don't remember us, my name is Jose, and this is Snooki. I'm Jose, and this is Claudette. We are the premier
Claudette from Chilena.
Yeah, we're the Chilena podcast, and that's why you were late, because we were all the way in Chile, and the sound waves don't get to you until now.
Wait, so you guys were awful. We missed last week because Joey was traveling. I was filming for Jersey, and then this week we didn't get to do our videos because Joey was in LA hanging out with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yep.
And I was busy filming still. So we are sorry we're famous.
Yeah, I'm sorry we're Hollywood stars, and it's really starting to take a toll on my mental health. I didn't know, you didn't tell me, you didn't warn me this when you signed the Illuminati thing. The document you sent me, that I was going to be tired all the time.
Freak.
And not have enough time to do things. That little triangle you put on my forehead, it didn't say anything about it.
You sound hungover and
literally just woke up again from a nap because I was waiting for you to get back from Rocky's doctor appointment.
Yeah, Rocky, oh my God, he's so dramatic. He got shots today and he's like limping.
Stop.
He's like on the couch, like crying. He's so drama. He's definitely me. But welcome to the show, guys. We missed you. We have a lot to catch up on. Joey was traveling the world and he's famous. And I have crazy news about Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it has. We missed the Oscars. Did you go to the Oscars or no?
No, but you did because you go everywhere now.
I know. I missed the Oscars by one day. And let me tell you, some Sunset Strip, what is it called? What is LA called? La La Land was quiet the next day. Everyone was hungover in bed.
Wait, so did you guys see Joey walk the red carpet?
Stop, how embarrassing.
Gianni said you were funny.
He said he liked it?
He goes, this kid cracked me up. No, he was like laughing at you.
Because he knows how uncomfortable I was.
No, yeah. Stop. He said this kid cracks me up.
Stop.
And I was like so embarrassing.
I know, it totally was. I was just sweating like a pig.
Ew. Ew, and your poses.
I was zesty on the red carpet.
I was like, who are you? Who is she?
I have a stalker. I have someone who is harassing me online. I'm getting bullied again.
Why? Because you said something to offend someone?
No, not even. They're making fun of me on the red carpet saying it's giving Forever 21, they said. And I have, you know, my head to toe look was from Bloomingdale's. It was very expensive. Thank you.
I love Forever 21.
I do too, but it's like, you know, they were saying things like that. And then, I don't know, I'm getting hate.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing She by Sheree. And I was wearing.
I thought you looked cute.
No, I was wearing All Saints. I had a leopard top on because it was wolf themed. It was Sarah Michelle Gellar's new show. If you haven't watched it yet, I'm not doing the whole spiel. I probably should though. It's on Paramount Plus. It's called Wolfpack, and Sarah Michelle Gellar plays. You have to watch to find out what she plays. It's very zesty. And there's like, it's like Teen Wolf, like, and then it's not Teen Wolf. It's about like a werewolf. I ran into speaking with T-Wolf. I was Tyler Posey was there.
Oh, I saw. Did you say hi to him? Did he know who you were?
No, he didn't know who I was. I said hi, but Opal was chatting him up because I guess Opal and him, they work together. And like Opal and Joy were all hanging out with him at the bar. Him and his like friend. It was fun. He was nice. But I only remember him from Made in Manhattan. I didn't remember him from any other movies. Remember he played the little boy, J-Lo's son?
That was him.
Yes, that's the only film I know her from.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
I know, I felt so old when I was trying to say that. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot about that. I said, where do you know him from? I thought, I didn't know he had other movies.
Oh. Wait. The more you know.
It's happening.
Yeah, Yeah, so I went out for that. It was very fun. Not to stay without you. Every time I go to London, I feel like I'm sneaking in our parents' house, like, and no one else is home. I feel like I shouldn't be there without you. It's very strange.
Well, now you don't need me because you're your own person.
I know, but that's where we go. That's our place.
No, we know. But was it fun? What else did you do?
Yeah, so we went to the night we got there was too late because there was a storm brewing. So we had to leave the night early because we were afraid we were going to get stuck in the rain in the northeastern. Was it called nor'easter or northeastern?
I call it a nor'eastern, but I think it's northeastern. I don't know.
Big storm is coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the northeastern one's coming, so I had to go early. So we got there and nothing went on that. The next day I went like shopping. It was raining like an animal though. I felt like I was in a rainforest.
Like the Rainforest Cafe.
Yes. And it never rains in LA. But apparently global warming is taking over and they're gonna be, they're gonna be shutting it down soon. The world's gonna
The world is ending. We talked about this.
I know. And starting with Los Angeles. Aliens. So we went, I went shopping all around the mall. And then the fucking mall that I picked to go to, like thinking I was going to go, it's raining, I'll go to the mall because all the stores I can go to. It was an outside mall. No one told me. So I had to run around like an asshole from store to store, like covering my head with a bag. Just to get the things I needed for the red carpet. And then there was a party. So we got tipsy in the room. And then we had to go down to the red carpet and there was like all these people there checking in. You know how there's always like movies premieres there, we never get to go into them? We lie and say we're Mr. and Mrs. Bellion.
At movie premieres.
You remember like when we were in the hotel and that there was always parties going on and we would try to go into them. We said that we were part of the premiere and that was Mrs. Bellion.
Oh my God, yes. At the London, there's always something going on.
Yeah, so they didn't invite us. So I actually got in this time, but it was on the rooftop at this party. Sarah Michelle was very fun. I said I was walked up to her. I said hi.
Did she remember you?
No, I said I did. I did. I said my best friend Snooki attacked you at Sirius Radio the other day. She goes, oh my God, yes, I totally remember you. Of course.
She didn't remember you.
No, you. She remembered you.
Oh, she better. We're best friends. She's Buffy.
I know. So I she was very nice. She showed me her haircut. I was there with Gigi Gorgeous though. Juicy.
Oh, how was she?
So good. So she was invited with that besides me. So I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm gonna see you tonight. Long story short, we shows up to the event. She shows up to the event and we go to upstairs and her key came with the best time. And then afterwards we got wasted and went to another club. We ended up at Gigi Gorgeous' house at midnight or like 1 a.m. And I was there till like very, very late. We were like wiling out the whole night, dancing and listening to music.
Was she fun? So, does she drink?
Yes.
Fun.
Yes, she drinks. And her house is beautiful. She actually bought her house with Miley Cyrus. I had no idea.
No way.
I had no idea. Very, very, very fancy house. Her husband, Nats, is a very famous heir to the Getty fortune. So they live, they're both very successful. So they live in this big mansion. I felt so out of place. Like,
oh, damn. I had no idea.
Yeah, I can't. It's like, I imagine like when you first started going to Hollywood and someone invited you to a party at a house and it's like, holy shit. Like, this is not how we lived in Marlboro, New York, okay?
Mm-mm. Union, New Jersey.
Yeah. So I went there, and we just had a really good time. Chuckles came, and Joyer came, and Opal came.
Fun.
Very fun. And, we want to do some more stuff with them. But, it was a great, great trip to L.A. They flew me like a true celebrity, with sleepy lay-down seats both ways. So it was a very successful trip. I felt very fancy, but now I got home.
Was that on MTV's credit card?
I don't know whose credit card it was on. I just got on the plane, mama. Okay, darling.
That's very nice.
It was very, very generous and very nice.
You got hooked up.
I hooked up very lovely. But now I'm home for one day and I have to leave on an airplane tomorrow morning.
You're insane. I would die.
I know. Well, this is my time. I've had to put my time in, sissy. You did your time. Now I did your mind.
Where are you going now?
I have to go to Boston.
You're old though. Like you need, I feel like you need rest. You're a senior citizen.
I know. I only got to see Babe for like he came last night. Like while I was like almost like it was almost bedtime. So we like watched the final five, the basketball games he makes me watch for like 2 hours. And like I ate a quesadilla and then we just like went to bed. We made love and then I went to bed. But
That's
now
nice.
And now it's St. Patrick's Day, so he's, you know, when he's 23, so he's going out, like, he's drinking green beer with his friends and wild out all night. And
wait, can I tell you guys, when Joey travels anywhere, he's so dramatic. He takes a picture of him and his boyfriend and puts it by his bed, and then he cries.
I hold it. I sleep with it. I wanted so to cut dramatic. I wanted to cut a chunk of his hair off and keep it in a little bag so I can smell him when I'm not.
Yeah, put it in a Ziploc.
He won't let me. I have to do it while he's sleeping. Or when I cut his hair next. That's what I'll do. What am I so dumb? Why don't I save his hair? And we need it for spells anyway. Oh my god.
We're gonna do love spells.
Yeah. So he came in for 1 second, and so I hopefully he comes back drunk tonight.
Where are you going tomorrow?
Boston. I have to perform at the Irish Pride Parade or whatever. It's the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, tomorrow. Bitch! I don't know how you're alive. I would be so freaking tired.
And we're getting on a boat, a duck boat, and I don't know what the fuck that was. If I found out from Boston, you already know. I learned what it is. It's a boat that goes in the water and then it drives on the ground.
I don't get it.
It drives and it swims.
Oh, so it can, like, drive on land, and then when it goes in the water, it's a boat?
It's a boat. So we're going on a huge one of those for Barstool Sports. It's our new beverage called Pirate Water. Available everywhere. Liquor's sold, and it's only $2. It's under $2, and it's 16 ounces, and it fucks you up. Like, one can get you fucking turned.
You need rehab.
So we're going on the boat to promote that, I guess. Like say hi to the fans. And then I'm home. And I'm not returning. I'm not leaving again until I have to go to Las Vegas. And where am I going? Nashville?
When is that?
I have a show in Nashville that we still haven't sold out. I'm scared. The place isn't even that big.
How many seats is it?
It's 300 seats. But we still have like 100 tickets left.
All right, Crusaders. If you're in Nashville, or if you want to take a trip, because Nashville is so much fun to go to, like for a girls' trip. Yeah. Get your shit together, ladies. Let's go.
April 27th, Zany's Nashville. I'm going to try to get arrested on stage by dressing in drag. So, and Barstool said they'll pay for it if I get arrested. Well, they didn't really say. They didn't say they would, but I'm sure they'll help me out. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It's happening. It's happening.
Well, I have had a doozy as well. I was like in a depression and freaking exhausted for like the last 3 days. But we did the reunion, which was so much drama. You guys are going to love it. And then we started filming for next season. And I could talk about this because it's breaking news. And the Instagram shared it, Jersey Shore Instagram. Samantha, the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet, is back.
I cannot believe when I heard that.
Can you imagine?
And you know
I've been trying to get this bitch back on the show for so long, and then all of a sudden she walks in and we all just freak the fuck out.
I know. I heard that from the grapevines that none of you knew. Like, the production, like most of the production didn't even know. Like, it was like such a surprise. Sneaky Sweet. Her new name is Sneaky Sweetheart.
No, yeah. So I can't wait for you guys to see. And she said she's going to stay and she wants to like seal it out, but Sam is back. For good. I can't wait for you guys to see. And we filmed in Pennsylvania. So it was a nice, fun trip. But I was exhausted. I was there for 3 nights. And you know how us girls do. Like, you know, we drink our wine, but then we have to, like, wake up and, like, be on camera. And, like, I like sleeping in. And I was just exhausted when I got home. I was, like, shot.
So wait. So, was Sam fun? What is she up to? Did she drink and she hung out with you guys?
Yeah, so I can't really say anything about it.
Okay.
But it was a good time.
Okay.
And we caught up, and there's definitely some drama.
Ready?
But I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
She just got home. How's your drama?
I know, but like, I can't even say what happened because I don't want to get canceled and fired. But you guys are going to like what you see with Jersey Shore next season. And this season's really good. I know you haven't been watching because you've been traveling the world and going crazy, but this season is so much fun.
No, every time I catch it, it's really funny. I always laugh at you. I get phone
at me.
Yeah, because you say funny things.
Oh. Yeah, so it's a good time. I've just been. I don't know, it's just like tiring now. Like I can't do it like I used to.
Oh, I hear you,
you
girl.
know, filming for like a month straight and like drinking, going out, and like doing activities. Like, I had energy back in the day. I'm freaking old and tired. I need a nap. Like, I can't survive.
You're also a cheer mom.
Yeah, I'm a cheer mom. I gotta go to Ohio next weekend, and I'm gonna get that's where the train derailment happened. So I'm gonna grow like a third leg when I drink the water. It's not gonna be great.
Yeah, so when do you have to go back to film?
So the crew's going to AC this weekend. I don't know if I'm going yet. And then we have to film again in April. So me and Joey are just very busy bees, but we're happy to give you guys, you know, some entertainment.
That's what we do, girl. Oh, crew.
Yeah, that's our job.
Oh,
Oh, can I talk about your barstool friend for a second?
yeah, who was Shady?
Ew. So the chicks in the office, girl.
Yeah, which one was
So
it?
I feel like we met all of them and they were like really cool, nice.
Yeah.
But the one girl, I
Was
don't
it
know her name.
Rhea or Fran? The one with the curly hair or the
The
bob?
blonde one.
Rhea.
Yeah, I think maybe. I don't know her name. But she basically said we should hang up the towel. We're boring. Like, we shouldn't be filming anymore. Like, we're lame. Basically, just we should get off the air.
Oh my God. When did she say this on her podcast?
Yeah.
Should I confront her?
It was on TikTok. So we all commented like, shut up. Like, let
Oh
us
my
live.
God. Rhea, how embarrassing.
Yeah.
I feel horrible.
What's
And
your issue, bro?
was scandalous.
Very scandal. So next time I go there, I'm gonna kick her.
Yeah, do it. I'll help you.
I'm gonna kick her in the chin.
I'll hold her down.
I'm gonna
Well,
say you hang it up.
now we have a turf war, if you will.
I mean, so rude. So I just had to mention that because I saw it yesterday. And like, I get it. Like, people feel that way, but I feel like our show is amazing. Like, this is one of our best seasons and it's just getting better. So don't be a hater, girl.
Did you watch the Oscars, the Academy Awards?
No, I did not watch it.
Did you see any of the fashions?
Who did I see? Well, I did see Kate Hudson, which I swore I thought I saw her in your stories. I
Kate
was
Hudson
like
was
freaking
there.
out, but I thought she was in that little spinny thing with Sarah
Oh,
Michelle
Sarah
Gellar.
Michelle. Michelle. No, that was someone else. I don't know who that was. I
Yeah. I was like,
think
oh my God, you're
Kate
with Kate
Michelle.
Hudson? But I saw her look and she looked I think she's so pretty. I'm obsessed with her. So I thought she was pretty. Who else did I see? Yeah, I feel like I didn't like really watch the Oscars. I don't know any scoop on it.
I
You
watched a
can
little bit.
explain the two.
Well, I didn't watch the whole show because I can't watch that woke shit. It's like I just know like how it becomes like always like so like drama and like political and like
Well, everyone said it wasn't political at all. It was
no, it
like
wasn't.
normal and like humbling.
That's because Jimmy Kimmel was there and he knows how to do everything.
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
He hosted, but I didn't really watch the show because it annoys me and it's boring. It's like I never see any of those movies. Not even one of them. Like, I didn't even know they were out. Like, have you heard of any of those movies?
The
Like,
whale.
yeah, well, he looked like a whale in the movie. He used to be so hot. Do you remember?
Yeah, I feel like
Where's
he
that?
had to gain weight for that role because you could see he's like losing weight. But I mean, he definitely had like a fake like fat suit on.
You saw that movie?
No, like I saw like the trailer of it,
Know what
and I
it's
was like, he
about?
did not gain that much weight, but he definitely gained weight.
What was it about? He was always on the couch eating ice cream.
Well, yeah, I just think it's like him being overweight. I don't know.
No, I think it has to go
But
deeper
he
than
looked cray cray.
that. Right. Red carpet
Well,
fashions. I think that our friend Carol Delevingne looked the best out of the red carpet out of everyone.
I don't understand why she said she would come on our show, and then her publicist was like, she's not available. No,
Did you text her that?
I'm like, I'm nervous too.
No,
Like,
tell
just to
her.
let you know, your publicist said you can't do our show.
Well, because there's probably
Yeah, I'm
Oscar
embarrassed.
season, and she was like booked for that. But we have to follow up. But anyway, I thought she was best dressed by far out of everyone, and she was just presenting. But everything else, everyone's just like wearing these naked, like ugly dresses. Do you notice that? Like Ciara showed up wearing like a fucking pasties and a
No, I
thong.
didn't see what anyone's wearing.
Yeah, the fashions were not fashioning. There was nothing, not too much drama at the awards. Like, no one got slapped this year, thank God.
So what's his name did a special? Was it Chris Rock that he slapped Will Smith?
Chris Rock. Oh no, Will Smith slaps Chris Rock, and then he has a special out. He's
talking. Yeah, so Chris Rock. Yeah, and he was talking about it, and I guess Will was upset at what he said. I was like, you embarrassed him in front of the whole place. Like, shut up.
Yeah, I hated that part. And then he went. Then he went on to win. Then he went on to win. The best actor, and he gave like a 19-minute speech, and everyone had to sit there like uncomfortable because everyone was afraid they were gonna get slapped too.
Yeah, like, shut up.
Did you watch The Last of Us? The last episode of The Last of Us?
No, don't tell me a word.
Oh my God.
So I didn't realize it was the last episode of the season. So I'm like waiting until like I'm bored and I really need something to watch because I love that show so much and I'm going to be upset when it's over.
Well, you're going to be bored. I'll tell you that much.
Really? The season finale.
It was a season finale. I didn't. No one would know. I'll tell you that much. No one would know it's a season finale because it wasn't as dramatic as you would think it would be.
Oh.
What do you think about?
All right, well, I did finish The Affair. I told you guys that I was watching The Affair.
What's The Affair?
The way it ended was really, really disappointing for me, but it's amazing.
Who's in The Affair?
Maura Tierney.
Oh, I love her.
She's my favorite. Joshua Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Percy or Pacey?
Pacey. Dominic West. I don't know if you know him, but he's a really good actor. If you guys like need something to binge, because it's literally 5 seasons and it took me like 3 weeks to finish, it's amazing.
It's happening.
Some things in the news. This model named Jeff Thomas apparently jumped off his high story building in Miami and died. But now things are saying that he may have. Did you see this?
No.
He's a model. He's a male model. Very gorgeous. He's one of those tall buildings in Miami. He jumped off of and died to his death.
Is he famous?
Apparently. But he said, they said that he may have died while attempting to take a selfie on his balcony.
You're kidding.
Oh.
That's a sin.
No, I just can't believe that's true. Intentionally, he did this. They said he may have fallen while taking a selfie. A shocking detail from his people. Because everyone's saying, like,
I could see you doing that.
You know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What do you think about Scandoval? It's the Vanderpump Rules that someone cheated, and everyone's in the world's talking about it.
Oh, from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
So I never seen a single episode of Vanderpump Rules, so I have no idea what's going on. But somebody explained it to me, and it's crazy. But like, I still don't get it because I don't watch the show.
Everyone has explained it to me. So it's almost like one of your co-stars having an affair with your husband, because it was someone from the show, and it was no one knew about it for years if it was going on. I think that's why it's a scandal.
Yeah, but I think there's more to it.
Probably. I don't know, but
like, say Jenny and Mike were together for a while, but then Mike started getting with Diener, then she found out.
Yeah,
something like that.
They weren't even married. I don't think they were married either. So I don't think that's why it was like, not that marriage.
No, they were married.
Oh, they were?
I'm pretty sure they were married. And also, I don't get the drama between Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Me either, but apparently everyone is team Selena, but I'm team Hailey because I think I like her better. But I don't know.
I still don't get it. Like, what is happening?
So I think it's just like little internet shade. Like, one about like, I don't know, they're sending cryptic messages online over posts, but it's childish. It's like you dated this guy, if it's overdressing, like you dated this guy when you were 13, it's been 50 fucking years and he's married, just like get over it and stop like fucking around.
Is it about that though?
I think so, about Justin,
because I thought they were like saying bad things about Selena.
Oh, I don't know now. Did you see the Little Mermaids coming out?
With that girl?
Yeah.
When is that coming out? Because I'm really excited for that.
Hallie.
Do you remember everybody was up in arms because she's black?
Yeah.
Freaking freaks.
And then the Sea Witch is being played by Megan McCarthy.
By you.
I know, I could play her. Megan McCarthy's playing the Sea Witch.
You're definitely Melissa McCarthy. Yeah, I was like, who's Megan?
But that's premiering soon. I think that's fun. Under the Sea. I hope they have bubbles come out of their mouth so it looks like they're really under the water.
You're definitely going to go to the premiere because that's what you do now.
Yeah, I'm going to play. I'm going to go dress as Ursula.
And you're going to walk the carpet being dramatic.
What else did I want to tell you? Rihanna was at the Oscars. She sang at the Oscars. And she wore a diamond chain worth, how much money was it? $10 billion.
What song did she sing?
I don't know. I think she's, if I had to guess, she sang Shine Bright Like a Diamond because she's wearing a diamond chain. Oh, did you see the woman who's
blocked? I believe she's pregnant.
No. Did you see that woman
who?
at the movies? Not the movies. At the Oscars, and she had a huge fucking dress on. Lucky it was you.
Oh my God, in that white dress?
Yes. Like, you weren't even nominated. Her name was Thames.
Can you imagine you finally get invited to the Oscars, and then you're sitting behind her and you can't see shit?
No, that's dramatic. And the only way that's acceptable is if you were nominated for Best Actress. And at least be nominated. She wasn't even nominated. And she was just there, like, wiling out on the carpet and wearing that big-ass thing.
Who was it?
Her name's Thames, T-E-M-S, and she's a singer. A recording artist, pardon. That's going to be a meme soon. Oh, Diplo's gay.
Oh, my God. Did you send me this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sent me this.
He gets his dick sucked by guys, but... So he didn't know that was gay. Greg getting blown by guys.
He didn't admit it, right?
Well, he goes, he's not gay. He goes, he doesn't like to define his sexuality. That means you're gay.
Does that mean you're non-binary?
No, it means you're bisexual. He's aroused by men. Why isn't
he just saying that?
He isn't aroused by men that much, but I'm sure he wasn't aroused by men. But I've gotten blowjobs from guys before. Yeah, it's pretty simple. He was on that beautiful girl's podcast, Emily Ratajkowski's podcast, who I think is so gorgeous and so funny.
Who's that?
Emily Ratajkowski. She is a supermodel of the world.
Oh, that really pretty girl that you're obsessed with?
Yeah, I love her. And she was dating Eric Andre, who's my favorite comedians.
You're annoying.
So he went on that podcast and said, spilled the tea. But I'm excited. I was at a party with him not too long ago. For NASCAR in Daytona, and he was BGJing the party, but it was like a party full of all, like, you know, like,
did he hit on you?
No, we didn't get to hang out. I'm sure he got right the hell out of there because after the party we were at, it was like all like businessy people and like sponsors and like corporate people, and he was like performing, and they weren't like, it wasn't the vibe. And it was like early on in the night, it was like 8:30 or 8 o'clock in the afternoon at night, and he was like people and like inside of a gymnasium, it just wasn't the look. So I felt bad for him trying to turn out. He was like trying to get the crowd going and no one was having it.
Stop. And everyone's just standing there.
Yeah. Standing there watching, like taking pictures. Right. So I tried to act up and like start jumping up and down.
Well, I'm sure he didn't care because he's probably getting paid.
Yeah. Buku bucks. Oh, Lindsay Lohan's pregnant.
I didn't even know she had a boyfriend.
She's married. Remember she got married?
I had no idea.
Well, she's pregnant. And
I forgot. The baby, and then she tagged the guy. So then I like went to his page, but he's private. Who is he?
He is a very famous investor from another country. I don't know who it is. He's a mysterious man.
Did she meet him in Dubai?
Yes, I'm sure she did. She met him there. We have to go visit her. When are we going to invite to the baby shower? Should we send her a messy mama stroller?
Oh, yes.
What's that line called again? Is it messy mama?
Mama.
It's just called mama.
I'll send her a mama stroller and a high chair and some messy mama. So when she has the baby, she could drink.
It's happening.
My apartment's trying to kick me out.
I feel like everyone's becoming mom.
I know.
Well, Paris Hilton just became a mom. It's like the trend.
Now Britney's got to get knocked up.
The question, if you and Bae... like, we're serious, and you guys wanted to get married.
Talked about it last night.
Would you adopt a baby?
No, we want to have our own
baby. You talked about it last night?
Yes, we're talking about getting babies.
All right, but whose baby would it be? You can only use one spermie, right?
That's mine. I have to carry my legacy on.
I would give you my egg, but then I would steal the baby.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. So we just have to buy an egg. Or I could do it the old-fashioned way. I could just meet a girl at a bar, but then I have to pay her off and get a restraining order so she doesn't go near my baby.
Here, baby. That was the plan forever.
No, Shakira would want to take the baby, though. I would.
And you could share the baby.
I don't want to share. I want my own.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Because then I have to, like, worry about the other lady. Like,
wait, so was he, like, open to the idea of having a baby?
Not yet. I mean, we're not even engaged yet. But I would marry him.
No, I mean in the future.
Yeah, I guess so. He wants three babies, and he has special names for them. He won't tell you their names, though.
Three babies? You're 75.
I said Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
You're literally 900.
I didn't know what it meant, but no, I would, I don't know if I have a baby, but no, someone just had a baby at 45, 44.
I don't know.
Someone I knew. So I felt like I was able to do it. They're trying to throw me out of my apartment.
Well, that would be amazing.
I tell you
what,
that they're like, my lease is up and they're trying to like make me say if I want to stay or go. And I can't decide if I want to go or stay. It seems.
Oh my God. Do you know what's like happening with your shit yet?
No. Sort of. Halfway, I know.
Oh, bitch. You got to get on that.
I know what's going to happen halfway. So, I mean, it's not exactly what I wanted, but it's...
Well, close. If you can afford something else.
I could, but do you think I should just wait another year? And I honestly think they sign month to month. Do you know if they sign month to month apartments?
I don't think that's a thing. Yeah, because I feel like landlords want, like, that security that they're going to have you for a year or more.
Yeah. Well, I've been here for, like, 6 years. I just want to go month to month so I can move when I want to and not be tied down to a lease. Do you have any
time? I can't wait till you move to Florham Park. That would be.
I know that's when I'm gonna end up, but I'm gonna be at Gates of Heaven instead of a fucking real fucking house.
So
that's a joke about a cemetery, everyone. Oh, did I tell you? I can't tell. Never mind. Your friend emailed me or texted me the other morning.
Who?
Sally-Ann.
Shut up.
At 4 in the
morning. Why?
I don't know.
What?
Besties. I think imagine she hired me and Sam to come back at the same time. Yeah, hold on. I gotta text Blair. He's yelling at me on the phone.
They would have to pay you now because you're like a big deal. I know. That would actually be a celebrity appearance.
I know. That's what I told her. Did you see those cats I was with at the party?
You weren't with any cats. I didn't see cats.
I was with two cats and Gigi Gorgeous has three cats. I was with cats all.
Were they fuzzy and cozy?
At the first party I went to in New York, there was three. Oh my God. They both had three cats. That must mean something. I'm going to have three kids. There was fat, cozy ones at the one party, and I wasn't allergic to them. I was cuddling and putting my face up to theirs. And then Gigi Gorgeous' house, there was three of them, but I only saw two of them. But they were cuddling with me too. Very zesty cats out on the market right now. And I like it.
Remember when we used to go to cat cafes?
Yeah, when you were pregnant.
So when I was pregnant, me and Joey like did a trip to LA because it was like for work or something. And me and Joey never did like, you know, exploring of LA because we always just did like dinners and then go to bed. So we actually explored LA one time and like we went hiking. We like drove up this mountain. We rented a car. And then we went to a couple of cat cafes and we were just there for hours just sitting and playing with cats.
Yeah, so it's like a cat. They don't serve food there. They probably do, but you don't like sit there and eat. Like you can get like they have the coffee bar. It's like Starbucks, and then you go to this other side, and there's cats everywhere. There's like 60 or 5 of them, or 100 of them, and everyone just sits around. But you can tell who the regulars are. They're there. They start taking all the good cats, and like you know, like you know what I mean. They were like hogging all the cats.
Yeah,
and I got bit, which was so it's very exciting for me. You know, I got
scratched. It was fine though. But like you can get like lemonade, you can get tea, and you just go in there and relax. And it's very therapeutic. I love kitty cats, but I can't have cats because my husband's allergic. So I took the L for that one. But I really love cats.
What does an L mean?
Like I took the L. I took the loss.
Oh, the loss.
Like I'm obsessed with cats, but like I wanted my husband more.
Did we not talk since I went on a helicopter?
Oh my God, you guys. Joey went on a helicopter.
And now you went on the first helicopter after Hurricane Sandy came in. And you had to watch you had to look over and see the wreckage.
Yeah, but I feel like my helicopter didn't have doors. So I was like freaked out that I was going to fall out.
Well, then you weren't really, you were just flying over water then, right?
How was your helicopter ride?
It was like there was doors and we had headsets on. And it was terrifying.
Was it scary?
We had to fly over the whole city. Like, we were like over.
Oh my God, imagine if you fell out.
Oh man, my hands are soaking looking, thinking about it. It was very terrifying. Like, it was like, I'm really scared because I know it was gonna be wiggly. It was like, you know, like floaty, like and you go really, really high.
No, it literally just lifts off the air and you go up.
Yeah, like in an airplane, you can't see that shit. Like, you don't see all that, like, aerial shots and things like that. So it's not like, if you're scared of heights, it's not as visual. This one has clear floors, and you fucking, and like the whole house is clear. You're in a big window, and everything you see, and it's just like, it was just very spooky.
Very spooky.
Yeah, but I was in a Rolls Royce, and it was a very fancy trip.
Calm down.
But
wait, what was this for again? Was this NASCAR?
NASCAR, yeah, in Las Vegas.
Drama.
I know, but now I met all these nice people in Las Vegas.
You have so many friends. I can't deal.
Lots of gambling went on. My porn star friend won $1,500 on a scratch off. But then my race car friend, Denny Hamlin, he won $400,000 and playing poker.
Wait, you were also with a UFC fighter. You have been meeting so many random people.
I know.
I literally can't.
Who was that guy? He's a head.
I don't remember.
He's like a trainer. His name's.
But he's like a big deal in the UFC.
Khabibi.
Kebab.
Yeah, Khabibi Kebabs. He was there. Zesty and wild. That's my new word.
Yeah, so Joey met him.
I know. At a wild time.
Very dramatic.
Miami Bakes. I've been to 3 cities this month alone.
I mean, you sound exhausted.
I am. I have to get back to bed, unfortunately.
I mean, we just really wanted to talk to you guys for a little bit today. Joey's exhausted. I'm just getting back to myself. So, you know, we're just busy, busy celebrities.
Yeah, we are. But we love you so much.
And
we
appreciate
you for joining us. If you want to get tickets to my show, zaniesnashville.com, April 27th. Please come because no one else is coming. And
sold 200 tickets. I feel like you're good.
No, we need to sell out. That's embarrassing. 300 seats only, and I can't sell that out.
All right. Well, everyone's gonna buy it now, and they're gonna have a girls' trip to Nashville.
So Sammy's sweetheart coming back. Joey on the globe-trotting journey. Snoopy and her sick dog and Chris.
Everyone, pray for Rocky. Love you.
It's happening.